With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will be in the hot seat this week. She's been called to testify on the security breaches which led to the assassination attempt on Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Tennessee Congressman Mark Green says Cheadle's explanations so far are unacceptable.
Well, I was very disappointed to hear some of the things that she told us. I've been very disappointed in the leadership of the Secret Service. I've already called for her resignation. She needs to leave. The fact that that building wasn't covered, these guys were supposed to have three perimeters and all three of them failed, it's really unconscionable.
Congressman Green is chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, which will grill Kimberly Cheadle under oath during a hearing this week. God was on display at last week's Republican National Convention, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Over the past 40 years, the Republican Party has felt comfortable mixing politics and evangelical Christianity. But this year's GOP convention featured an abundance of religious language after Donald Trump was nearly killed. Throughout the four-day convention, speaker after speaker mentioned God's protection for the former president and referred to divine intervention when recalling the failed assassination attempt. And several times, Trump was described as a roaring lion after being grazed by a bullet. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
The Israeli army says it has struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. Saturday's strikes appear to be the first by Israel on Yemeni soil since the Israel-Hamas war began with Hamas's attack on the Jewish state in October of last year. This is SRN News. The Japanese High Court has ruled that transgender people do not have to have a sex change operation before being allowed to change their birth certificate. Under the previous law, transgender people had to have the operation and be diagnosed as having gender dysmorphia before their official documents could be changed. The Hiroshima High Court found that those requirements are unconstitutional. LGBT activists have been making inroads in Japan and throughout the Far East in recent years, a region that is traditionally conservative. A judge's ruling will keep an abortion question on the South Dakota ballot in November. The judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a pro-life group seeking to have it removed. South Dakota is slated to be one of at least a half dozen states that will ask its residents whether they wish to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. So far, voters have supported the side favored by abortion advocates in each of seven ballot measures decided since Roe v. Wade was overturned. This is SRN News. The fire severely damages the historic First Baptist Dallas Church Sanctuary.
The blaze Friday sent smoke billowing over the city but caused no deaths or injuries. The Texas Historic Landmark was built in 1890. Senior Pastor Robert Jeffress spoke with KDFW at the scene.
I'm grateful that the church is not bricks and mortar or wood. It's people. And the people of God will endure. First Baptist Dallas will endure.
He says he's also grateful no one was hurt.
We had just concluded Vacation Bible School with over 2,000 kids.
Dallas Interim Fire Chief says the blaze may have started in the basement. An investigation is underway. I'm Julie Walker.
An 89-year-old comedian is recovering after being randomly punched and knocked to the ground while waiting to cross the street in New York earlier this month. Diane Forrest says she just stepped out of a coffee shop. This is SRN News.